Good to see you made it. Are the boys asleep yet? Sounds like you all had a productive day. No wonder they're out cold. But that should be perfect, so they don't start wandering around looking for you. We don't need them to disturb us. Yes. Come in and make yourself comfortable. Just hang your cloak up by the door so you don't forget it when you head back. You're really asking a lot of me. I'm not sure how brief I can keep this, since I'd like to spend as much time with you as I can. Don't worry. Even if you end up falling asleep here, you'll wake up in your room tomorrow morning. Hey, I don't appreciate those kinds of accusations. I'm not some lowlife who'd touch someone while they're unaware of me. I'd prefer if you were wide awake when I do it. I'd only do it if you let me. But that's exactly what our battle is for. The whole point is to get you to like me back so we can have some nice little intimate moments together. Well, you have given me reason to believe I'm getting closer to that goal. Let's see. You accepted the flowers I gave you, for one. You wore the cloak I gave you, too. And you willingly came to visit me here by yourself. That's 3 for 3. Ho. Then what's your excuse for being here if it isn't to see me?
I'd love to know.
I'm all ears whenever you're ready. Cat got your tongue. Want me to give you a reason to talk then? Here, how about I give you one of these. I didn't get to pick any flowers for you last time, so I made sure to make up for that today. It's a lot, but you never did tell me which ones were your favorites, so may as well pick 15 bouquets worth. Yeah, choose whichever ones you like. Ah, okay. Those really do suit you. I'll remember that for next time. Of course. Do you think I'll stop giving you gifts after this? I've only just started. Wouldn't you like some more gifts from me? Because they make you happy, don't they? Then what makes you happy, Why do your eyes sparkle whenever I give you something? Does it not matter just so long as it's from me? Well, how about I tell you what makes me happy? Having you right here in front of me is all I could ever ask for. I've never experienced the amount of joy I have standing in this room with you. Just knowing that you made that choice to come and meet with me, even if it's for a short while, it tells me that I've succeeded in what I set out to do. I can see that weakness within you. You've made it very clear to me just how you feel. Yes, knowing that we share that same weakness makes me happy. I can prove to you right now that we do. Just know that for this battle, you shouldn't fight back. Trust me, you don't need to. Because it will make you feel really good. Just like I promised last time. Now, let me do what I planned to do from the beginning. It feels good, right? Keep making those cute noises for me. Don't be shy. I'm the only one who will hear you. Come on, do it for me. Yeah, just like that. Come closer. Now, take this off. What's wrong? This is the entire point, isn't it? I told you I wanted us to be intimate with each other. Why else would you come to my room alone in the middle of the night, knowing full well how I feel about you? You know how much stronger I am than you. I could easily overpower you if I wanted to. And yet, you still came. So what was your plan then? What were you expecting me to do with you? I may have only needed one little kiss last time, but after that first one, I'm going to need a lot more. You've got me hooked. And then, at some point, it won't be enough. I'll need something else to satisfy me. So why don't we just cut to the chase and get there all in one go? There's no point in delaying the inevitable. Now, let me take this off for you. You already had your chance to fight back against me, but that's over. I've already won. Do Do you want to put up one last fight?
Then I'll give you one. I'll make you change your mind.
Very quickly.
Don't struggle anymore. Just relax. That's it. Now just huh? Are you still not okay with it? Do you not want to do it at all, or is it too much?
Yeah, I said I wouldn't force you.
No.
Don't worry. I'll stop.
I really messed that up, didn't I?
Yeah. Everything I've been doing this whole time has been to get you to like me. And this just kind of threw that out the window, huh?
No.
It was never just to get you in bed. That would have been a nice cherry on top of everything else. What I want is to have a chance at being with you. I told you I was going to be fully transparent, and that's not a lie. I really do like you. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want you to be the one who chooses how fast this goes.
So, how are things now? Am I starting over from the beginning? Or do we continue from here? I said you get a choice with the pace, not with whether I'll keep trying for a relationship or not.
Even though I like you, there's a reason we're not on the same side in the first place. I have my own definition of what's fair.
Well, for starters, I think it's fair for me to ask what things are like between us right now.
Be honest with me about what you want. Otherwise, I won't know what to prepare for.
What was that? Is that so? What would you like for me to do to make it better?
Is that all you need?
All right. I'm more than happy to give it to you.
Yes. That makes me feel better, too.
The plan was to have you stay the night here, but it's probably best if you head back to your room. I'm not too worried about the boys waking up and wondering where you are. I think you'll be able to get back to bed just fine. I'll still be here for the rest of the night, but I leave first thing in the morning. Can't have my own allies asking too many questions. I mean, if you really want to come back to visit me, then be my guest. But you decide at your own pace, all right? Good. Take care then. Be careful on your way back. Oh, you never know. You might trip or bump into something. It's pretty dark even with the lighting. Don't want you getting any more injuries. Yes, but this time it won't be from your enemies. Don't worry, I've made sure of that. I'll see you soon, even if you don't come back to visit tonight. I imagine we'll be seeing each other very often as you three get closer to your goal. I can tell you right now that we won't be leaving you alone. As for outside of that, I'll make time for you, like I always do. Maybe for another kind of battle, now that we've gotten past this one. I have plans for it, but this time I need to make sure I'm prepared. Nothing you need to worry about just yet. That time will come later. You'll know soon enough.